first person singular. Opinions expressed are those of the commentator. Steve Plate says, "Don't bury our community."
Although I have not been a resident of our city for generations, I nevertheless entertain fond memories of a community that was both rich culturally and artistically. As we consider the question of future identity, we must be very careful not to single-mindedly cater to the business and tourist industries at the expense of the welcoming and generous vibe that has served us for so long and so well. The proposal for a new library and parking structure should serve to focus our attention on this very point. Many of the people who voted in favor of library renovation 2 years ago cast that vote believing two important things: that a new modernized library would rise on the existing central library site at Center and Church, and that our local leaders were serious about reducing traffic and congestion in our downtown area. Now we come to find out that these architects of a future Santa Cruz are discarding the first and blatantly ignoring the second. I understand that economic vitality is in everyone's best interest, but rather than burying our community under the proposed monument to increased revenue and parking, perhaps reminding visitors and prospective economic partners of the richness, diversity, and vibrancy of Santa Cruz is the better approach. As we envision our future, and particularly our new library, we should show respect for our traditions by doing a better job of taking care of what we have. Don't just start over from scratch, throwing away everything from our past. Instead, renew, revitalize, and transform.
Steve Plate is a Santa Cruz resident and a longtime patron of the Santa Cruz Public Libraries. If you have something to share, send 240 words to firstpersonsingular@ksqd.org. For First Person Singular, this is Matilda Rand.